Welcome to the SpeechCamp audio download series. I'm Eddie O'Hanlon, your narrator. These audio downloads are designed to help you improve your public speaking skills. Each download is packed with tips, tools, and techniques to bring your presentation skills to the next level. This audio download is the audio version of the blog article entitled "Help, I Have a Monotonous Voice." Remember that priest in the famous sitcom Father Ted, who had an incredibly dull voice? We met him during a tense scene in the Christmas special, where the priests are trapped in the women's lingerie department of a supermarket. "I have an awful, dreary, monotonous voice, God help me." If you haven't seen it, search for Father Ted Boring Voice on YouTube. During SpeechCamp's courses, I always ask the audience, raise your hand if you feel you have a boring voice, like that priest in Father Ted. Invariably, the majority of people put their hand up. It always amazes me how many people feel they have a monotonous voice. In truth, willfully boring voices like that poor priest are rare, and even then, they can easily be fixed. Yes, that's right. Every so-called boring voice has a simple, straightforward root cause and cure. It's important to understand that so-called monotone voices are merely symptoms of something deeper, something that can be sorted first with awareness and then with an elementary technique I will share with you later. At SpeechCamp, we teach you that public speaking is not about perfection. It's about connection. Specifically, we talk about connecting with three things. Number one, your material. Number two, your audience. And number three, yourself. When I talk of connection, of course I mean an emotional connection. In short, people who exhibit a so-called monotone voice are quite simply emotionally disconnected from themselves, and subsequently their material and audience. There could be many reasons for this. They don't care about what they're talking about. They hate public speaking. They are shy, and so on. What is the solution? Whatever your reason for feeling a little disconnected, you have to start feeling something positive, something that gives you energy. In other words, you have to get in touch with the feeling of passion. Most people believe that the reason they have a monotone voice is that there is something physically wrong with them. They may have trouble varying the pitch in their voice. They may have been told or tell themselves that their voice doesn't have a range. But you know what? You do not have to be Pavarotti to have passion. Unless you are in a coma or otherwise heavily sedated, you can always feel passionate. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Most people don't give themselves permission to feel passionate or to feel anything at all. I will admit it can be tough to feel positive when you are in the grip of fear, especially the fear of public speaking. There are many wonderful ways to overcome your fear of public speaking. But since we are talking about monotonous voices, let's focus on a technique that can introduce some passion directly into the voice without too much effort. And you don't even need to feel strongly about your material. It can even help you to overcome your fears because it gives you something to focus on while you are speaking. The technique is called keyword emphasis. Listen to the following phrase: Mary had a little lamb. One sentence, right? One meaning, right? Wrong. Let's try speaking the sentence while emphasizing different words. Mary had a little lamb. 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 I want you to speak this sentence four times, emphasizing the different words just as I did. Have you noticed how you can change the meaning of the sentence by emphasizing just one word? For example, Mary had a little lamb, implying that she doesn't have one anymore. By the way, to emphasize a word, imagine you are speaking it to a young child because you want to teach her how to pronounce it properly. Really sound out the word, savor it like you are tasting it. You can also emphasize groups of words or phrases. If you do, make sure to sound out each word individually. There are many advantages to speaking with keyword emphasis. Number one, it slows your pace down. Number two, you will tend to speak your keywords and phrases with more volume and projection. Number three, it sounds more passionate. You do not need to have any pitch range in your voice to use keyword emphasis, and you will always sound more passionate. If you find the technique is not helping you to break through enough, exaggerate your keyword emphasis until it sounds really lively. Record your voice as you practice, listen back, and adjust accordingly. I will finish by emphasizing this point once again. A speaker with a so-called monotonous voice is simply emotionally disconnected from themselves. The ultimate cure to the monotonous voice lies in giving yourself permission to feel more passionate. Keyword emphasis is a step in the right direction, but you've got to start feeling more. Even that priest in Father Ted could captivate an audience if he only felt strong positive emotions as he spoke. People don't respond to pitch, they respond to passion. As Maya Angelou once said, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. It's extremely difficult to make people feel anything if you don't feel anything. Please give yourself permission to speak with passion. There is no greater gift to yourself and the world. This download was provided by SpeechCamp, Ireland's top quality presentation skills training company. Visit us at www.speechcamp.ie.